Wednesday the 14th of May, Kofta Little Omer, Rabbi Meir Rappaport, Chi of Cotton Vermitzvah.
Yeshus Kolakol. Let's start off with point number two on the sheet over here. It's the Gemara in Brach. Omalei Ravina Lerova. Ravina asked Rava Shaila. Noshim de Bircha Tamozin de Yeraisa or de Rabbonon. Now women mechuyev Bircha Tamozin de Yeraisa or de Rabbonon. Lemain Afkimina. What's the Afkimina where they mechuyev? De Rabbonon, de Yeraisa, de mechuyev. Says the Gemara, Lafuke Rabbim Yedei Chavosin. Can they be moitzi other people? If the mechuyev the bichtamos midiraisa of the deiraisa umatik deiraisa, then they can be moitzi men. Men is zicha mechuyev midiraisa the bichtamos. So if women are mechuyev midiraisa, they can be moitzi men. But if you say that they're only mechuyev midirabonon, have a she'enoi mechuyev badovo. They're not really mechuyev midiraisa, they're only mechuyev midirabonon. And we have a klal, and this klal is an important klal called she'enoi mechuyev badovo. Anyone who's not mechuyev in something. Cannot be moitzi other people with that mitzvah. A klal. If I'm not mechuyev, I can't be moitzi somebody who is mechuyev. If I am mechuyev, I can be moitzi somebody else who is mechuyev. The Gemara asks, well, what's the halacha? Are they mechuyev midiraisa? Can they be moitzi men? Or are they only mechuyev midirabonon, therefore they cannot be moitzi men? Toshma, says the Gemara. I'll bring you a proof. I'm not sure if it's a brayta, if it's sefta. Be'emes omru. As they state in brayta. Ben mevorich la'oviv. A son can bench for his father. A son can be moitzi his father. The eved mevorech rabbi, a servant can bench, can be moitzi his rebbe in birchas hamozon. The isha mevorech sabayin, a woman can be moitzi her husband the birchas hamozon. So we see mefurish that a woman can be moitzi her husband birchas hamozon. Avol chachomim omru, chachomim said tovim eir la odom, a person will be cursed. She isha yivonu mevorech nalav if he relies on his wife or children to bench for him. Says the Gemara, so we see a proof over here. If you say that women are mechuyev b'birchtamos midiraisa, or si deiraisu, matik deiraisa, that's why the women can be moitzi their husbands. Ela I omer derabonon, because the woman is only mechuyev midirabonon, or si derabonon, matik deiraisa, how could it be that a wife can bench, can be moitzi her husband, b'birchasamozin? A mitzvah derabbanon cannot be moitzi somebody. Somebody who is only mechuyev derabbanon cannot be moitzi somebody who is mechuyev midiraisa. Why? Because of the klal. Kol she'eino mechuyev adov. If a person is not mechuyev himself, then how can he be moitzi somebody else in that same mitzvah? That's the Gemara's raya from the brayta, that obviously a woman is mechuyev the bichtamos midiraisa, which is why she can be moitzi her husband in bichtamos. Says the Gemara, according to you who just brought the proof, how are you going to explain the words in the Braita which say, Ben Mevorich La'oviv? How can a child, a son, be moiti his father, the Birchas Hamozon? Cotton Bar Chiyuvahu? Is a cotton a Bar Chiyuvah? Is a cotton Mechuyiv and Mitzvah? That you would be able to say that he can be moiti his father? How can the Braita say, Ben Mevorich La'oviv? How can the Braita say, Ben Mevorich La'oviv, that a son can be moiti his father, the Birchas Hamozon? A cotton, a child who's under 13, can zicha not mechuyev midiraisa. How can he be moitzi his father the birchas hamozon when his father's mechuyev midiraisa? Elohocha b'mayaskinon, you've got to say, you have no choice but to explain the brayta. Kegoin she'ochal shiura derabbanon. The brayta is not talking in a case where the father, where the godol, where the man ate enough to be mechuyev birchas hamozon midiraisa. He only ate enough to be mechuyev midirabonon. He didn't eat kedei tzvio. He didn't eat enough to satisfy him, and therefore he is not mechuyev birchas hamozon midiraisa. He only ate, let's say, a kezayis, and therefore he's only mechuyev birchas hamozon midirabonon. That's why his son can be moitzi him, because the child is only mechuyev birchas hamozon midirabonon. Even so, he can be moitzi his father birchas hamozon, because the father only ate a kezayis, and if the father only ate a kezayis, he's only mechuyev midirabonon. So therefore, osi derabonon, umatik derabonon. A mitzvah, somebody who's mechuyev in the mitzvah midirabonon, can be moitzi somebody else who's only mechuyev in the mitzvah midirabonon. And huadin, you have no proof that a woman is mechuyev midiraisa, because could be a woman is only mechuyev the birchas hamozon midirabonon. How could she be moitzi her husband? Because the bride is talking in a case where the husband only ate a kezayis, and he's only mechuyev midirabonon. That's the Gemara in Brachos. What do we want to take out of this Gemara in Brachos? That, we see in the Gemara over here, that ben mevorich la'oviv, a child can bench birchas hamazon, can be moitzi his father b'birchas hamazon, if the father ate only a kezayis. So the father's only mechuyev b'birchas hamazon b'drabonah, and the cotton can be moitzi. Why? Even though we have a klal called she'einoy mechuyev b'adavo in a moitzi saradim b'deichavoto. If I'm not mechuyev, I can't be moitzi somebody else who is mechuyev. I can only be moitzi somebody if I'm also mechuyev. But the cotton is mechuyev b'drabonah, and the father only ate a kezayis, so he is only mechuyev b'drabonah. And the Darabonon can be Moiti as Darabonon. Very simple, basic class. That's the Gemara in Brachos. Now, if we move to point number one, we have a Mishnah in Megillah. The Mishnah in Megillah tells us, Hakoyu Ksherim Likro Tisa Megillah. Anybody can read the Megillah and Purim, Chutz Mechayush Shoyt of a Cotton. Says the Tanakama, a Chayush Shoyt of a Cotton, and the point here is cotton, cannot be Moiti. Anybody else in Kriyat HaMegillah cannot be Moitzi G'doylim B'Kriyat HaMegillah. Rabbi Yehuda Machshir B'Kotten. Rabbi Yehuda said a cotton can be Moitzi Megillah. According to Rabbi Yehuda, a cotton can stand up, pull him, read the Megillah, and be Moitzi everybody in Kriyat HaMegillah. Ask Tosus Akasha. Mimonav Shach, he doesn't understand. Kosher, like Tosus. What sort of cotton are we talking about? If this cotton is very young, so he's Loi Higia L'Chinuch, he's like a lichinuch, there's no inyan at all to be mechanech, a little child who's two or three, he's not reached the age of chinuch, then how can Rabbi Yehuda be machshir the cotton? How can Rabbi Yehuda say that a cotton can be moitzi a gadol b'kriyas ha-megillah? This cotton is not mechuyev. He's not mechuyev at all. He's like higiyah lichinuch. And if he's not mechuyev, kol she'einoy mechuyev badavor, eino moitzi saravim midei chavosin. If he's not mechuyev, he can't be moitzi somebody else. And if the Tosfos were talking about a cotton shehigia lichlal chinuch, who's old enough that he is a bal chinuch, that he can do mitzvah midin chinuch, then why can't he be moitzi sarab midei chivoson? Why should the Tanakhama say that a cotton can't read Megillah for everybody else? Our chiv of Megillah is only midrabbonon. There's no chiv de oraisa to read Megillah on Purim, it's only a chiv de rabbonon. So why can't a cotton be moitzi a gadol b'kriyas ha-megillah? The cotton is mechuyev midrabbonon midin chinuch, and the gadol is only mechuyev midrabbonon, because Megillah is not a mitzvah de oraisa, it's only a mitzvah de rabbonon. So why can't the mitzvah de rabbonon of the cotton be moitzi the mitzvah de rabbonon of the gadol of kriyas ha-megillah? Because a mitzvah derabbanon can be moitzi a mitzvah derabbanon. A chiyuv derabbanon can be moitzi a chiyuv derabbanon. As we see in the Gemara Brachos, which we just learned, ben mevorich la'aviv. Just like a child can bench, can be moitzi his father bebirchas hamazon when the father's only mechuyev derabbanon, if the father only ate a kezayis, who adin, that same child should be able to be moitzi his father b'kriyas ha-megillah. Mama should set our place as a stira between two Gemaras, clear cut stira between Gemara number one and Gemara number two. You've got the child, he's mechuyvim b'chis hamazim midrabonon, but he can't be moitzi's father, even though the father only ate a kezayis and he's only mechuyvim midrabonon. He can't, sorry. Ben mevorach la'aviv, he can. He can be moitzi's father. When it comes to Megillah, he can't read Megillah for his father. Why can he bench for his father, but he can't read Megillah for his father? Good cash.
Maybe because benching is optional, because he doesn't have to eat, but him and Megillah, you've got to do it.
He, once he's eaten, it's not optional.
Yeah, he doesn't have to eat, but he has to listen to Megillah.
Once he's eaten, it's not optional.
He didn't have to eat, but he put himself into a pickle.
He ate.
Yeah,
he did eat. Once he ate, he's mechuyev.
But Megillah is a choice. Make a brocha, maybe.
Sorry?
The cotton should make a brocha. The
shayla is, can he be kol she'ini mechuyev b'adavar in a moitzes rav midei chavotzer? If he's mechuyev b'adavar, he can be moitzes rav midei chavotzer. So you're getting into lomdus. Oh, so now we're getting into lomdus about chinuch. What is chinuch? Sorry? Oh, so we're getting into now. So we're starting to talk. What is the chiyuv of chinuch?
One is a
that's what he's trying to say. Very good. These are all options. Let's see what the Rishonim say. Let's see what the Rishonim say. Comes along. I don't have it here. Sorry. There's a Tosfos in Brachos. The Tosfos in Brachos says, explain exactly this. First Tosfos in Brachos. The truth of the matter is, the chiyuv of Birchas Hamozoim, when a person only ate kezayis, is not such a big chiyuv. Says Tosfos. It's not a mitzvah d'rabbanan. It's a chumrah, which people accepted upon themselves. Hichmiru al atzmon, says the Gemara. The kezayis, the kebeyah. So the whole chiyuv of Birchas Hamozoim by less than a kedei tzviyo on a kezayis isn't a proper shtarka mitzvah d'rabbanan. It's very, very shvach. It's a chumrah that the people accepted upon themselves. They took it upon themselves. Hichmiru al atzmon b'chazayis. Well, it's not such a big mitzvah d'rabbanan, and therefore Kotzin can be Moisi's father in such a chiyuv. But if he wants to be Moisi's father b'megillah, which is a proper mitzvah d'rabbanan, then who says that the chiyuv of chinuch can be Moisi a chiyuv d'rabbanan of a gadol? That's how Tosfos learns. The Tosfos solves the problem locally in Brachos. Birchas Hamozoim is a case which is out of ordinary. It's not a normal mitzvah d'rabbanan. It's a shvach mitzvah d'rabbanan. It's not even a proper mitzvah d'rabbanan. It's a chumrah which people accepted upon themselves. Yichmiru al atzmon b'chazayis, and therefore avadei kotni, even though his whole chiyuv is very shvach, it's very kal, he can be moitzi his father. Whereas when it comes to any other mitzvah d'rabbanan, it's a proper mitzvah d'rabbanan. And chachomim holds that a kotni who's mechuyav only midin chinuch cannot be moitzi a gadol the mitzvah d'rabbanan. Why not? Aye, he's mechuyav d'rabbanan, he's mechuyav d'rabbanan. But the chiyuv of the kotni midrabbanon is not as strong as a regular chiyuv midrabbanon. That means when a gadol is mechuyav b'kriyas megillah, it's a much stronger chiyuv than if the kotni is mechuyav b'megillah. The chiyuv of a kotni is a shvach chiyuv. It's not as strong. How we want to explain it? Then we can already get to issues. Is it because he's only mechuyav generally? It's not a specific chiyuv. But the chiyuv of the kotni is shvach. So therefore, who says that a kotni can be mechuyav gadol? The chiyuv of a kotni is shvach. It's not as powerful, as strong as the chiyuv as a gadol. And Rabbi Yehuda machshir a kotni. Rabbi Yehuda says no. It's strong enough to be mechuyav gadol. So according to Tosfos and Brachos, the machloikis tanakama Rabbi Yehuda as regard to the whether kotni can be mechuyav gadol in mitzvah d'rabbanan is a very simple basic machloikis. Is the mitzvah of chinuch strong enough? A strong enough as chiyuv? Is it the chiyuv strong enough that it can be moitzi the chiyuv of a gadol? Is it called mechuyav badovo? Because a mechuyav badovo moitzi asachin yidei chavotoi. Maybe he's not so mechuyav badovo. A cotton's not so mechuyav badovo. He's only 70% mechuyav badovo. And if so, maybe he can't be moitzi a gadol who is 100% mechuyav de rabbonon. Tanakama says, can't. And the Rebbe says he can. Very simple. That's how Tosfos and Brachos learn. Tosfos, by us in Megillah, point number one, we have over here, he doesn't appreciate the Tosfos and Brachos. He doesn't like this idea that the whole of Birchas Hamozoim midrabbanon is not a proper chiyuv derabbanon, it's only echmir al atzmon, and therefore kotzin can be moitzi. No. If the Gemara in Brachos says that a person who ate kezayis is mechuyav midrabbanon, then he's mechuyav midrabbanon totally. He's mechuyav in Birchas Hamozoim as much as he's mechuyav in any other mitzvah derabbanon. And if a person ate a kezayis of bread, he's mechuyav midrabbanon to bench. It's not a psachumra, it's not lenient. He's mechuyav in gansan midrabbanon. So how can he be moitzi his father? How can he be moitzi his father? Aye, he can't be moitzi his father b'kriyas hamegillah. Says Tosfos, interesting thing. Says Tosfos, true that echiv derabbanon can be moitzi echiv midrabbanon. Otzi derabbanon umapik derabbanon. But what happens if I can downgrade it one more level? What happens if I make it into trei derabbanon, two derabbanon? How does it make it into two derabbanon? For example, a kotzin b'kriyas hamegillah. A kotzin b'kriyas hamegillah is trei derabbanon. It's a double derabbanon. Why is it a double derabbanon? Because the whole mitzvah of Megillah is midrabbanon. And the whole kotzin chiyuv is only midrabbanon. That means were a kotzin to shake lulav, and lulav is a mitzvah deraisa. Lulav is a mitzvah deraisa. If a kotzin shakes lulav, he's only mechuyav midrabbanon.
The first day, no?
Sorry? First day, yes. He's only mechuyav midrabbanon. But now that he's reading Megillah, it's two derabbanan. It's downgraded two levels. It's not a mitzvah deraisa, and it's not even a mitzvah derabbanan. It's a double derabbanan. That means the kotzin is mukhim derabbanan, and Megillah is derabbanan. Whereas the father, it's only one derabbanan. Chiyuv Megillah is derabbanan. But his chiyuvim, when he has to be mekam mitzvah, it's not midin chinuch. So therefore, the Tosfos loy osi trei derabbanan umafik chad derabbanan. Two derabbanan, a downgrade of two derabbanan can't be moiti chad derabbanan. Sorry? No, the chinuch isn't there a mitzvah of chinuch? Could be. What's that? Rather than his chiyuv to read Megillah, though. No, that's only added on. When we say trade aron, we mean to downgrade it, to make the chiyuv less. The whole chiyuv of the cotton is shvach. Why is the chiyuv of the cotton shvach? Because the whole mitzvah is in the rabbanon, and his whole chiyuv is in the rabbanon. Whereas the father's chiyuvim are generally midiraisa. This time it's midirabbanon. So it's loyalty trade aron. It's not a question of extra chiyuvim. It's a question that the whole chiyuv is downgraded. He's only mechuyev midrabbanon, and the whole mitzvah is only midrabbanon. So the whole chiyuv is shvach. The whole chiyuv is shvach. Were it to be mekayim, were it to shake lulav, then it would only be chadrabbanon, because the mitzvah is a mitzvah deraita, and he's only mechuyev midin chinuf. So he has one derabbanon here. It's been downgraded. The strength of the mitzvah has been downgraded. And he's downgraded twofold, because the whole mitzvah is in the Rabbanon, and his whole chiyuv is only in the Rabbanon. Whereas the Gomel's chiyuv is on Midaraisa. The mitzvah happens to be in the Rabbanon. So, Loyoti, trade the Rabbanon, umapik had the Rabbanon. That's Toitus' answer. If so, what are we going to do with the Gemara in Brochus? How can it be that Ben Mevorich La'aziz? How can the son be Moses' father, Bibichas Amazon? Loyoti, trade the Rabbanon, umapik had the Rabbanon. How can the son be Moses' father, Bibichas Amazon? Loy osi trade the Rabbanon, mafik chad the Rabbanon. The father's mechuyev, Bibichas Amazon, mid Rabbanon, because he only ate a kazayim. But the son's chiyuv is very shvach. His whole chiyuv is mid Rabbanon. And the whole Bibichas Amazon is only mid Rabbanon, because he only ate a kazayim. So Tosfos know, the son ate kadeis tviyo. The son ate kadeis tviyo. The son didn't eat a kazayim. The son ate enough that were he a godly, be mechuyev midiraisa. The father only ate a kazayis. So Tosfos, the Gemara in Brachos, is talking in a case where the son ate kedei tzviyo, and the father only ate a kazayis. If the son ate kedei tzviyo, then that is a bichas amozun, which he should be mechuyev midiraisa. There's only one hitch. He's a cotton. So he's only mechuyev midirabonim. The father ate only a kazayis. So each one is chad derabbanon. The kotten is chad derabbanon, and the godl is chad derabbanon. And chad derabbanon can be moitzi chad derabbanon. That's Tosfos' kunz. So if the son ate kedei tzviyo, so why is it only midrabbanon? Because he's a kotten. Were he to be a godl, it would be midaraisa. So it's chad derabbanon, and the chad derabbanon here is that he's a kotten, not the bichas amozon, because he ate kedei tzviyo. He ate enough. That's a chiyuv derayta were he to be a godl. So it's chad derabbanon because the cotton, and the father only ate a kazayim. So the father's only mechuyev derabbanon. So it's chad derabbanon can be moitzi chad derabbanon. That's Tosfos' way of answering the contradiction. In the Gemara Brachos, we're talking when the son ate a kadeis tviyo, the father only ate a kazayim. So therefore, chad derabbanon moitzi chad derabbanon. Whereas in the Megillah, it's trei derabbanon. Trei derabbanon can't be moitzi chad derabbanon. That's how Tosfos answers this stira. Now there's a third and fourth option to answer this. And this is where what you mentioned, a couple of people mentioned here. He says like this, let's go straight to the Ramban. The Ramban says as follows. There's a big mistake going on here. You cannot demand from a child the responsibility of being mekayim mitzvahs. You can't. He's not responsible. You wouldn't trust him with your car. He's not responsible to be mekayim mitzvahs either. Says the Ramban, the whole mitzvah of chinuch is not the cotton's mitzvah. It's not his chiyuv. No one demands of him to be mechanech mitzvah. The demand is upon the father. The chiyuv is on the father to be mechanech him. The whole mitzvah of chinuch is a chiyuv on the father. That's mitzvah chinuch. So the cotton has no chiyuv whatsoever. No chiyuv whatsoever. Not at all. Ah, if so, how can the Gemara Bracha say Ben Mevorach La'Aviv that the child can be Moitzi's father? How can he be Moitzi's father? He's not Mechuyev at all. It's the father's chiyuv. It's nothing to do with him. Says the Ramban, we're not talking about a cotton. When the Gemara in Bracha says Ben Mevorach La'Aviv, we're talking about Ben Godoyl. He's already 13. And why is Tov Olav Me'ero? Why should he be cursed? Because we're talking about a child who can't read properly. So he's relying on somebody who can't read properly. He mamish found a whole loophole in this Gemara. The Gemara is talking about Ben Gadol, and there's no kasha whatsoever. But a Ben Cotton, a child, even if he's 12 and a half, 12 and three quarters, he cannot be Moses' father. He can't be Moses because it's not his, he's not Mechuyev at all. It's nothing to do with him. He is Eina Mechuyev Badova, and Kosheinu Mechuyev Badova, Eina Moses Arabi Midei Chuyev Otson. Like Chedesh Mekotten, like Chedesh Mekotten is not Mechuyev at all. So who are then Kotten? He's not Mechuyev at all, and he can't be Moses' father, he can't be Moses' Godel, and because the whole Chiyuv of Chinuch is the father's Chiyuv. The Kasha is, how can Rabbi Yehuda be Machshev Kotten? Sorry? How can Rabbi Yehuda be Machshev Kotten? How can Rabbi Yehuda say a cotton can be Megillus for his father? The Chapele. If the cotton's not Mechuyev, how can he be Moses' father? It's a father's Chiyuv. He's not Mechuyev, how can he be Moses' father? Lav mitzvah didei, who says the Ramban? Says the Ramban, no. Megillah is different. When it comes to Megillah, he can be Moses' father. Why? As hein hoyu ba'oisaneh. Because the ketanim were a chelik of the neis, la'ashmidu la'harayg la'abed. Even the children. He wanted to kill them all off. Not just the grown-ups. So because the ketanim were also part of the neis, therefore in Megillah he is mechuyev. And if he's mechuyev in Megillah, he can be Moses' father. That's the machloikas between Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda. That's the Ramban. The Ran says it doesn't make sense. If a cotton is not responsible, and you can't place chuyev upon him, what does it matter? After no boisaneh, why should that make a difference? Just because he, thousands of years ago, was involved, was part of the nace, that's not going to change. Either he's responsible or he's not responsible. If you believe that the cotton is not responsible and the chiyuv is not his chiyuv, it's the father's chiyuv, then how can he be Moses' father? How can you say he's mechuyev and he can be Moses' father? But the Ramban says no. Atein hoyu ba'oisaneh can put him into a situation where he is now mechuyev. And a Megillah is different. The Megillah is different. But no other mitzvah. Sorry? Noshim are anyway Mechuyim Mid Rabbonim. Noshim are anyway Mechuyim Megillah Mid Rabbonim. Sorry? Anachanami? Sorry? The whole mission doesn't talk about Noshim. But, the Shaili is it's a mitzvah as my grandma. I'm not sure. Sorry? And Echram, the Shaili is what with the Rabbonim? Bal Kolpon, so we have here a clear cut, machloikis Rishonim, Bedin Chinuch. We have first of all Ramban, and Rashi and Brochus Memchet, also lines like that. So the whole mitzvah of Chinuch is nothing to do with a child. A child is not Mechuyev in Chinuch. It's not, it's the father's Chiyuv. I Megillah says the Ramban Afenoy Goyseres. Only Megillah is Mechuyev. Megillah is different. Megillah there's a neis Afenoy Goyseres, and therefore he's Mechuyev now. And we have others like Tosis in Bracha to say that Chinuch is a Chiyuv on the child, but it's a Shvach Chiyuv, and therefore there's an Achloikus Rabbi Yehuda and Tanna Kamma where the Shvach Chiyuv can be Moitzi a regular Chiyuv the Rabbanon. And then we have Tosis in Megillah who holds that no, Chiyuv is a Drabonon just like any other Drabonon. It's as strong as any other Drabonon. But if you downgrade it double into a Mitzvah Drabonon, then it can't be Moitzi a regular Mitzvah Drabonon. So we have here a few different Mehalchim in Chinuch. It's already getting late. But I'll just tell you that it could be an Afkim minute also like Abbas Riyasa Oymer. Famous Shaila, and every Bar Mitzvah Bocher who becomes Bar Mitzvah in these times, he always plays the Shaila. What happens if a cotton becomes Bar Mitzvah during Sfirat HaOmer? Can he continue counting Sfirat HaOmer with a bracha or not? So it's dependent on many, many issues and many nafka minutes. I'm not going to go into it, and I haven't delved into it myself properly, but one of the nafka minutes would be is, of course, the famous Machlokes Rishonim, if each day is a separate mitzvah, or if Tiferes Hayom is one big mitzvah. Therefore, if you haven't been Mekayim part of it, you can't be Mekayim the rest of it. So what's the cotton? Can the cotton continue? Can, when he becomes a Gadol, can he continue to make Kazan Tiferes Hayom with a bracha or not? So, if the chiyuv is not his chiyuv at all, it's the father's chiyuv, so he never had the chiyuv whatsoever to count Tiferes Hayom. So now he's only mechuyev halfway. I mean, he hasn't been mekayim half the mitzvah. If the chiyuv was on him till now, so he was mekayim mit medina chinuch. The question is, can the chiyuv of chinuch that he has fill in for the rest of Tiferes Hayom or not? That would be an askemina benogia to now. A bit of drush, chavod Tiferes Hayom, chavod the days between Pesach and Sukkot. The Gemara in Brachos. Yeah, Shavuot, Pesach and Shavuot. The Gemara in Brachos tells us interesting story. Yeah, that Rav Huna had 400 barrels of wine, and they went sour. This went sour, and they turned into vinegar. So the Chachamim came to them and told them, "You've got to examine your affairs. You've got to make a cheshbon. See, maybe you've done something wrong with your business affairs. Maybe if you've done something wrong financially to another person." So he said, "And why? Have you heard anything that I've done anything wrong?" So he said, "Yes, we actually did hear rumors going around that apparently you didn't give branches to your sharecropper. You didn't give branches to your sharecropper." So he says, "Well, I should give branches to my sharecropper. There's a chiyuv to give branches to the sharecropper. I should give him branches. He stole them all. There's nothing to give him." So they said to him, "Even so, it's nothing to do with him what he did. You have your chiyuv. You have your chiyuv. You do what you have to do." So he accepted upon himself to give branches to the sharecropper. And the Gemara says one of two options: either a miracle happened and the vinegar changed back into wine, that's one nusach of the nes, and the other nusach is that the price of vinegar rose so much that he actually ended up making a profit. That's the Gemara in Brachos. Usfaltem lochem mimochras haShabbos miyoyim aviyachem es oimer hatnufo. We count from when, from the oimer hatnufo until Kabbalat haToyla. Tiferes Hayom is a bridge, a connection between two events. The bringing of the Omer and Kabbalat HaTorah. What's the idea of the Korban Omer? Says the Torah that when a person reaps the new harvest of the year, he can't partake of the bread, the roasted kernels, plump kernels, says the Torah, until he brings an Omer of the first harvest. What does he do? Not much. He doesn't have to do a lot. He has to bring one Omer, and all he has to do is wave it in front of the Rabbein Shalom. It's not a great demand of us. Says the Chinuch, what's the idea of waving one Omer in front of the Rabbeinu Shloim before you eat your produce? In order that we should appreciate that in spite of our hard work, nothing happens without the Rabbeinu Shloim. And all our sustenance is only because of the Rabbeinu Shloim. And it's all a miracle. The whole thing is a miracle. And we're totally in His hands. And this gives us an appreciation that He gives us and nobody else. And actually it's a Medrash. The Medrash says, that's Omar Rabbi Yanai, Benoyig Sheba Oilom. Normal. What happens normally in the world? Odom Loikiach Litro Achat Shel Bosor Min Ashuk. Kami Yigiyoy Si Yogeya. Kamatzar Umitzayr. As Shebishlo, until he manages to cook it and actually eat it. From when it's a piece of lump of meat until he manages to eat it. It's a lot of hard work. And what do we do? Rabriyus Yishenimim to say we go to sleep in our beds. And it all happened while I was sleeping. Amazing things he does while we're fast asleep. He runs the whole world. And all he expects from us is one little oimer. Nothing. That's the idea of the Korban Oimer. Says another medrash, Shomer Rav Levi, Ari Shechorashto, Vezorato, Veodarto, Vechesavto, Vekotarto, Veomarto, Vedashto. You've done everything. Imagine the hard work a farmer has to do. Everything. Chavisha, Zriya, Idu, Kisuch, Tire, Imu, Disha, everything. But if you don't have a little bit of wind in order to throw up the produce, in order to separate it, then you won't be able to eat it. You won't be able to eat it. Nothing. You need that little bit of wind. If not that little bit of wind, nothing. No food. So of course, there's no doubt we need the Rabboni Shalom, said the minister. Without the Rabboni Shalom, nothing would start. And if a person puts one grain into the ground, 300 stalks come out. And each one of those stalks has 30 grains, which means for one grain, we have 9,000 grains. There's no bigger miracle than that. That food comes from the Rabbeinu Shalom, and in order to show us, says the Chinuch, that we're all in his hands. The Gemara in Ksuvah is a famous Gemara. Rava was sitting and a pauper came to Rava and he wanted some money. And as we heard beforehand, a person who gives money to an Oni, he has to see what the person is accustomed to living on. So he said, what are you used to eating? Because he wants to give him what he's used to. He said, well, I'm accustomed to eat, I'm accustomed to dine on fattened hens and aged wine. So he said to him, are you not concerned that you're a burden on the community? Tircha de tziburo, that you're a hardship on the kehillah? He says, well, I'm not eating their food, I'm eating the Rabbeinu Shalom's food. It's nothing to do with his. So that moment, Robert's sister came to visit him. She hadn't seen him for 13 years. And what did she bring? Fattened hen and aged wine. So he was able to give it to Robert. Robert appreciated that it's nothing to do with anything else, it's to do with the Rabbeinu Shalom. That's the idea of the connection between the Korban Omer and Kabbalah HaTorah. It's the days when we educate ourselves to slowly but surely climb 49 steps to realize that we're totally in the Rabbeinu Shalom's hands. Our sustenance, everything comes through the Rabbeinu Shalom. And thereby, once we realize that we're totally in his hands, then we'll readily accept his yoke, his burden of Kabbalah HaTorah, and we'll be mekabel et b'simcha.